Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Watching Tales of the TARDIS, the mind robber, which is adorable for about 4,000 reasons. So it's because I went to the Wendy Padbury event in Sydney on the weekend. There's still one with her coming up in Melbourne on the 18th of February, if you're listening to this before that and you're in Melbourne. It's a delight. I highly recommend. So in the Tales of the TARDIS, apparently when they were filming it, Wendy was saying that Russell T. Davis just kept crying. Just tears of joy, I expect. Just like, oh my God. And also there's like, you know, there's some really cute moments, even though it's like only 6 minutes that kind of frames the entire mind robber story. There are some cute little moments. Like at one point, Jamie picks up the doctor's striped recorder with the little tassel on the end. And he's like, you know, I miss him every day. And you're like, oh, imagine. I mean, that is kind of something that they've dealt with a lot in the modern series, is what happens when the doctor stops popping in. Because it happens to all of them at some point. But yeah, and it's just kind of sweet. It's just kind of a fun moment. They head off into, you know, they sit down around their 13th Doctor crystal fireplace. It is such an odd little thing. Oh, by the way, in this memory TARDIS, this is obviously foreshadowing, because these all came out before the Christmas special, but there is jammed in one of the back corners a jukebox, which we know Shuddy Gutwa's Doctor has in his TARDIS. That was another thing that Wendy Padbury said, was that, you know, Russell T. Davis was like, oh, do you want to see the new TARDIS interior? And she's like, yes, I do. So he organized to have it lit, which is just hilarious. And they went in there and she's like, oh my God, this is so enormous. Like, you know, if we've seen how big the new TARDIS interior is, she's like, it's so huge. Which, you know, given that they were filming, I think they filmed a lot at Lime Grove, which was from the 50s. Like, it was a tiny little studio. Like, they made the news in there and stuff way back when. If you've ever seen a TV show called The Hour, which stars, like, old mate McNulty from The Wire. You know, he's Prince Charles in The Crown. Yeah, him. and it's got Romola Garai and I think Peter Capaldi's in it. And it's also got Ben Whishaw. It's a great show. Anyway, that first series, they do a lot of filming at Lime Grove and they kind of recreate how tiny the studio is. So imagine making Doctor Who in that tiny little cupboard. Like, to the point where, you know, as the Mind Robber opens, you know, they're watching the lava pour down on the TARDIS from the volcano, And the TARDIS set doesn't even have walls. Like, it's photos of walls. Like, it's a giant, big, blown-up photograph of the TARDIS set, which I'm sure looked fine in, you know, the 60s on a tiny little television that had not the greatest resolution in the world. But, you know, when you watch it now, like we watched it projected on a giant screen in the function room in Parramatta, where the Wendy Padbury Sirens of Audio event was. And it's like, oh, yeah, that is a photocopy that's been blown up somehow. Like, it's quite ridiculous. Anyway, the Doctor and Jamie and Zoe are having a terrible time with the TARDIS. You know, smoke's pouring out everywhere. It's being buried in lava. And next thing you know, they're, you know, kind of stuck nowhere. So there's a lot of, you know, they go off and get changed because they're in very dirty clothes from the previous adventure. So they go off and get changed into new stuff, and which is when Zoe changes into her very glamorous cat suit. And then they start seeing things on the screen. Like, Jamie sees, you know, his Highland home, and he gets all excited about it. Zoe sees, you know, her 21st century city that she comes from. I mean, we live in the 21st century now, and it does not look like Zoe's very futuristic city. So I feel terrible for them. I mean, I guess if you went to, like, if you saw, like, the, you know, one of those Frank Gehry buildings, like, you know, the Guggenheim in Bilbao, or the, you know, there's that one, there's a, one of the UTS buildings that I go to, is, you know, it's like they call it the paper bag building, but it's kind of bonkers. So you might go, oh, maybe I'm in the 21st century now. But there's a lot of steel. Anyway, Zoe and Jamie run out into, like, a white void. Because they think that, you know, something's calling to them. And the Doctor feels like a malevolent force, so he sits in a chair and concentrates to try and fight it off. And Jamie and Zoe have realized that their respective homes that they think are outside are not really there. And then they get surrounded by these, like, white robot creatures, which kind of start following them and stuff. And they have, you know, weird existential crises. You know, Zoe slaps Jamie at one point. It's very spooky. And they can't find their way back to the TARDIS. And then they weirdly see themselves in white versions of their costumes, like completely white versions, and the Doctor also sees them beckoning to him. Then the white robots shoot Jamie and Zoe with some kind of concentric circles. And then they, you know, go back in the TARDIS. They find their way back. And the Doctor is trying to make the TARDIS take off. And Zoe's reading out numbers. It's not really working. Then the Doctor's freaking out again. And next thing you know, the TARDIS explodes in the void. And Zoe and Jamie are desperately clinging on to the console as it sort of spins around in the void. And they see the Doctor just kind of like holding onto his chair. As he also floats around in the void. It is the weirdest episode of Doctor Who you've ever seen. It's absolutely mad. I mean, the next four aren't also that... aren't that kind of, like, coherent either. But they at least have some sort of storyline. But that first one is just berserk. I kind of love it. Yeah, so as you get through the Mind Robber, you know, they find themselves in a forest. They meet Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels, who's played by Bernard Horsfall, and then kind of Jamie's chased around by what he thinks are the Redcoats from back in his day, who were persecuting the the Highlanders. And in the second episode, Jamie weirdly gets shot by one of the Redcoats and gets frozen into a photocopy. two-dimensional thing. And he, like, the doctor has to reassemble his face and does it wrong. And so a completely different actor plays Jamie for a whole episode, which, again, like the entire first episode, which was created out of expediency, this second episode has also, like, the reason Jamie's played by a different actor is because apparently Fraser Hines was unwell. So I think he came back and filmed the opening sequence and then they just got this other guy in. It is weird. All right, more on the Mind Robber in the next episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.